in Minnesota, sitting at a table. These are our final thoughts. Mike, your key to the game.
I think the Packers need to start fast like they did last week against Cleveland. The 14-0 lead took the Browns out of the game. The Packers don't want this 1-5 Vikings team with quarterback problems and whatnot and the Metrodome crowd to get energized and feel like they can pull the upset. The best way for the Packers to limit Adrian Peterson's touches, turn the game over to the quarterback, is to start fast and get a lead early.
I agree with you. Now, my key to the game is about more than the key to the game. It's the obvious, stop Adrian Peterson, but I think it goes beyond the key to the game. Clearly, you stop Adrian Peterson, you're going to win the game. They can't win the game with him not rushing for a lot of yards. They haven't won the game with him rushing for a lot of yards in many instances.
Right.
But this is about a guy who rushed for 508 yards in three games against this team last year. And it's time for this team now to stop him, hold their head up high, and get a feeling that they can match up against a big-time back, against any kind of big-time offensive player in a big game. Well, Doctor, the injury report is still significant, but it's on the improve for the Packers.
Yeah, it's getting better. JerMichael Finley, Clay Matthews, and tight end Ryan Taylor all still out for Green Bay, but cornerback Jarrett Bush should be back this week, which could really help the special teams. Cornerback Casey Hayward, who has not played all season, is probable. Hopefully he's finally back from that hamstring injury. Wide receiver James Jones, still doubtful, probably won't be back just yet. Running back James Starks has missed the last couple of games. He's probable. He could be back as a complement to Eddie Lacy. And another guy to talk about here, Nick Perry. He returned to practice on Friday, somewhat surprising to the members of the media, and Perry is questionable. He has a chance to go on that sore foot.
That's a big one. That's a big one because they didn't get a whole lot of rush without Perry and Matthews against Cleveland. They need him back.
Yeah, from the outside linebacker spots, without Matthews and Perry, they haven't had a whole lot of pass rush. Now, for Minnesota, the biggest issue, obviously, is Josh Freeman, the quarterback for Minnesota, is out with a concussion, so they're turning it over to Christian Ponder this week. The only other really big issue injury-wise to talk about with the Vikings is safety Jamarcus Sanford. He is questionable with an ankle injury, and the Vikings, they've had their issues in the secondary over the years, and they can't afford to be down anybody, really, against Aaron Rodgers.
My player to watch is Jordy Nelson, and here's why. James Jones is doubtful.
Yep.
JerMichael Finley is out. Randall Cobb is out for multiple weeks. Jordy Nelson is the only player in that receiving corps who was a starter on opening day, who's going to be a starter tomorrow night in Minnesota, which I think, with all due respect to Jared Boykin, this is not a game where the Vikings have a cornerback worthy of shadowing.
Yeah, they don't
Nelson.
Have a Joe Hayden like Cleveland did.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to put the onus, I'm going to put the finger on Jordy Nelson to be a star on Sunday night for a team that is depleted at its receiving core and needs a star player.
Yeah. And my player to watch is the receiver on the other side, Greg Jennings, the former Packer. The Vikings, as we said, are turning it back to Christian Ponder, and this isn't Christian Ponder making Greg Jennings look good. It's Greg Jennings' job to make Christian Ponder look good in this game. There's a lot on Greg Jennings. There are words back and forth all through the offseason between Jennings and some things he said about the Packers. The Packers are going to match up different guys against him because Jennings lines up all over the field. If he's outside, he might be Sam Shields or Devon House. If he's in the slot, could be Tremont Williams or Casey Hayward. Any number of guys could be defending Jennings. I think, aside from Peterson, obviously, Jennings is the guy to watch.
Put up or shut up?
You could say that.
I just did.
With that, we'll sign off on final thoughts, but stay with us on Packers.com for quarter-by-quarter updates during the game. Ask Vic Halftime. Mm-hmm. Be sure to get your questions answered and give that a read. And stay with us on the website for all your post-game coverage on Packers.com. Thanks for watching, everybody.